Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, everyone? I don't know what that was. I don't know what happened, but the show kind of began twice. But anyway, welcome back to another edition of Questions and Answers. This is your man, T. Wash. Today is draft day, so we're going to be breaking down the NBA draft live as it happens. Guys, if you want to call in, talk about this draft tonight. I mean, we all know it's going 1, 2, and 3. You know, number one, of course, is going to be Zion Williamson. Number two is going to be John Morant to the Memphis Grizzlies. And it's looking like number three is going to be RJ Barrett to the Knicks. Number four is where, you know, all the intrigue and the fun is going to start. But it's already been a couple of trades. And with these trades, they saying number four might be DeAndre Hunter. Reason being, New Orleans got a haul. The Pelicans received a haul from the Atlanta Hawks for that number four draft pick. The Pelicans are basically getting the number 8th pick, the number 17th pick, the 35th pick, and they're also getting the Hawks first round 2020 pick. So, and they also was able to give up Solomon Hill. So that's getting money off their books to get them cap space. So the Pelicans, they trying to make some things happen out here, man. I mean, they're going to have 3 picks in this draft. You know, so they better bring in some young talent to go along with Zion, because like I said, the girl knows he's going number one to the Pelicans. Then you got Lonzo Ball, you know, who's looking for a fresh start. Maybe he'll be able to play, you know, to his potential now that he's not in L.A. no more. He's not going to be all up on his dad anymore, you know, because his little brother, LaMelo Ball, just signed a deal to play over in Australia. So I'm pretty sure LeVar is going to be over there with him most of the time, giving Lonzo a fresh slate to be able to ball without worrying about his daddy being all in his business. And then, like I said, the pressure of being the L.A. kid, playing in L.A. for the Lakers, that's gone now. So hopefully we'll be able to see Lonzo get back to the way he was when he was at UCLA. Because he's a good player at UCLA. I mean, the dude shot like 50% from the field, 41% from the three-point line. With that crazy jump shot, he made 41% of his threes. I mean, don't get me wrong, the college three-pointer is a lot shorter than NBA, but his college year was proof that he can shoot. So who knows? Maybe him having this fresh start, we'll be able to see, you know, the offensive Lonzo Ball that we saw at UCLA. I mean, he still has all the intangibles. He still can pass the ball. I believe him and Zion together is going to be something special. You know, he could throw lobs to him. He's a tall point guard. He's 6'7", so he'll be able to, well, 6'6", 6'7", he'll be able to see over the top of the opposing point guards guarding him, you know, which allows him to make all those nice passes he make. He's one of the best full-court passers, you know, we've seen since Kevin Love. Kevin Love's pretty good at that, but Lonzo Ball can do it too. And then, like I said, you got Brandon Ingram. They got Josh Hart, who was a good player for the Lakers. You know, you got my little EC hometown kid, Etuan Moore. He's still on the roster. You know, so, hey, it's the Pelicans are doing some good things, man. They're making some good moves. So it's going to be, like I said, it's going to be interesting to see what they do tonight with these 3 picks. We know the first one's going to be Zion. And then, like I said, the second one is going to be Ja Morant, because they traded Mike Conley yesterday to open up that starting spot for Ja Morant. You know, that tells you the future that the Memphis Grizzlies want to have. They're going to bring in Ja Morant, pair him up with Jaren Jackson Jr., and see where that go. And Jaren Jackson Jr. was their lottery pick last year out of Michigan State. Big man, pretty good. You got nice outside touch to be a big man. You can play inside, rebounds, block shots. So they want to pair Ja Morant and him together. So Ja Morant's going to be number two. And then, like I said, number three, the Knicks, they were hoping to get one so they could get Zion, but they're going to have to go with the second best player that was on Duke, and that's R.J. Barrett. And it seemed like it's already locked that they're going to take him. So, guys, hey, what do you think about this draft? Waiting on you to get started now. It's about to start here in a few minutes. Who you think is going to go number four, four and beyond? Who's your favorite team? Who are you hoping your favorite team drafts? Well, I can tell you guys this. Look, I'm a Purdue guy. I want my man Carson Edwards to get drafted. It'd be nice if he got drafted in the first round. That way, it's guaranteed, you know, he'll have a guaranteed contract and he'll be able to be a contributor for a team. I believe he's good enough to give a team a scoring punch off the bench. I mean, everybody saw what he could do in the tournament. The guy can score. So, hey, NBA teams out there, get my man Carson Edwards. Boiler up. Give him a shot. Somebody draft him. Guys, if you want to call in and talk about this NBA draft, give me a call at 1-347-843-4939. Get it off your chest. What do you think about tonight's draft? Do you think Zion's going to be successful with the Pelicans? Do you think Ja Morant's going to make a big difference in Memphis? Do you think R.J. Barrett is enough in New York, you know, to get them jump started? Because it's seriously not looking like they're going to get any top-tier free agents. It's not looking like they're going to get a KD, at least not at the moment. It's not looking like they're going to get a Kyrie, you know. And then word came out today that Brooklyn Nets, who are hoping for a Kyrie and KD, they having doubts about, you know, signing him with a KD. And like I said, that goes back to that leadership thing with Kyrie Irving. Kyrie Irving is a number two guy. He's not a number one. He's a number two. Therefore, he needs to be, you know, on a team where there is an alpha dog. Like when he played with LeBron, you know, and the rumor is out that he might be going to L.A. So I'm thinking if Brooklyn don't really pick him up, he might go to L.A. and be with LeBron again. You know, where it really doesn't make any sense, because if he does that, he shouldn't have left LeBron in the first place. But, you know, guys have egos. And, you know, Kyrie, he said he wanted to be the man. He went to the Celtics, got hurt, didn't play last year towards the end of the season, missed all the playoffs. And he still, you know, didn't really do anything. Those young boys, they made it to the Eastern Conference Finals, Game 7, and it took LeBron going crazy in the Boston Garden to put that young team out and make it to the finals. So that young squad, without Kyrie, without Gordon Hayward, was literally a game away from making it to the NBA Finals. And that's why everybody picked Boston to come out the East this year. Because, I mean, you figure, hell, LeBron gone, he left, he went West. Everything's wide open now. And yet and still, they still couldn't do it. Because Kyrie just couldn't lead that young squad. He couldn't do it. He's not a leader. And he's calling out the youngsters, calling them out to the media instead of keeping it in-house. That's the type of stuff that you don't want. I'm sorry about that, guys. I kind of had this volume turned up on this draft. I just had to pull it up on my phone. So my bad. But, yeah, Kyrie, you know, he exhibited that he's not a leader. He can't lead men. He can't lead boys. And that's why he called LeBron in L.A. and apologized to him, because he understood what LeBron went through with him and all those young players that LeBron used to carry on Cleveland. Kyrie was in the same situation with Boston, and he couldn't deal with it the right way. So that's why I said, you know, Kyrie's a superstar. He is. But he's not the type that's going to be able to lead you to a championship all by himself. He needs an alpha. Kyrie proved this year that he's number two guy. He needs an alpha. So yeah, I'm pumped up about this draft. Like, the crowd is pretty hype. They about to get ready to do the first pick. And like, it's, you know, of course, like I said, it's going to be Zion Williamson. We all know this. Guys, if you want to call in and talk about this draft, what do you think? How do you think Zion's going to do in the NBA? He just got drafted, number one by the Pelicans. Everybody knew this was coming. He's explosive. He reminds me of a young Charles Barkley. Athletic, strong, can rebound, can pass. He just, you know, he just needs to get a jump shot because he's kind of flat-footed. He gets a jump shot, I mean, then he's going to be something special. Guys, if you want to call in and talk about this draft, give me a call. 1-347-843-4939. I'm going to take a quick break. I'm in the spirit of the NBA, so play a little Shaq for you. Give me a call.
Minded criminal, legal money, cash maker though. If legends live forever, this stack won't die, bro. I come back like the crow. I'm simply delicious, itchy, addictive. Otherworldly, painful, addictive. The Asalaamu Alaikum player, the 100 mil make a payer. The NBA, your number one player. Crack them fiends on the pathetic. When they kitty run, they get high like calisthenics, but don't sweat it. I represent hip hop, got no huffy talk. I deal with money on players and gun runners in the Bronx. Then I swerve back to Jones in my bins. Me and my men legally count in. Jiggy pull us over, assume your position. Let me see some ID, facial recognition. Or y'all better realize I go straight to the head. The world is mine, don't give a Scarface for my daughter and my future wife. I got jewels, diamonds, and cash, but there's much more to life. Life, much more to life. Life, life.
All right, that was a little bit of Shaq for you guys. Right now, they're talking to Zion and his mom. You got to feel happy for that youngster. You got to feel happy for the youngster. I mean, he was able to get drafted, and we're going to see what he does from here. And like I said, he's going to have a bunch of talented young players around him, and we just have to see how it turns out. The Grizzlies are on the clock now, and like I said, the first three picks, they're pretty much in the books. The second pick, expected to be Ja Morant. He's compared to Russell Westbrook. He's compared to Russell Westbrook, and he's athletic. He could pass. He averaged 10 assists a game as a college freshman. But he averaged 10 points. Yeah, 10 assists a game, like 23 points. He might average about 2 steals a game. So he'll be an athletic upgrade over Mike Conley Jr. Mike Conley had the smarts. You know, he's an NBA vet, so can't expect Ja Morant to just come in and ball right off the back. I don't think he'll do that. Not right off the back, but give him a, you know, another year. Give him a year or two. But Memphis is going to be, you know, they're not going to be a great team. So that might be something that could affect this game, you know, playing on a sad team. But if he's a transcendent star, if he's like a Russell Westbrook, like they're comparing him to, then he'd be able to, you know, make that team rise up. I mean, not saying to the point where they're challenging for a playoff spot in the West, but he should have them playing a lot better than they played last year, him and Jaren Jackson Jr. And I guess it also depends on what they put around them too. You know, Memphis has to make some moves. They have some work to do if they're expecting, you know, John Morant and the Grizzlies to do something this year. I just don't see it happening, not this year. Guys, if you want to call in and talk about this NBA draft, how do you feel about Zion and the Pelicans? How do you feel about John Morant and the Grizzlies? Who's the sleeper of the draft? I'm going to say sleeper, in my opinion, is Carson Edwards. He's one of them. Carson Edwards and Rhea Hachimura, who I like to call Hachiman. Ana Gonzaga, he's a good player. He's about 6'8". He can shoot the ball. He has a like low post game. He can rebound. He has like an all-around game. They have him projected to go in the lottery, but he can go anywhere. Carson Edwards, last I checked, he's projected to go in the second round. I'm hoping he go in the first round. There, you know, therefore, he'll make the squad, and he won't have to fight for a spot, you know what I'm saying, to make the team. Because if you're a second rounder, you have to make the team. You know, that's not a guaranteed contract. You get drafted in the first round, that's a guaranteed contract, guaranteed spot on the squad. So I'm really hoping my Purdue guy could get that. Just hope somebody remember what he did in the NCAA tournament. He's the best player in the NCAA tournament this year. And I hope people remember that. He averaged like 30-something a game. He was on a tear. And if it went for a lucky buzzer-beating shot from the Virginia Cavaliers, DeAndre Hunter, who may be going now to the Hawks since the Hawks made that deal and gave up that big load to the Pelicans to get that fourth spot. DeAndre Hunter and the Virginia Cavaliers tied that game up against Purdue. And that's the only reason why the Broilers didn't go to the Final Four. Other than that, Carson Edwards was on a tear. So, guys, what do you think? What you thinking about this draft? Call in. Tell me what you feel. Who's going where? How do you think players are going to do this young crop of talent that's coming in now? How are they going to do in this upcoming draft? How are they going to do with the team they get drafted by? Give me a call. 1-347-843-4939. This thing I can't stand about this draft, man. They be on the clock forever, especially when we all know who the top three picks are going to be. It's like, come on, man. Just knock them out the box. We already know the first three. There is no intrigue, so I don't understand why they be letting this clock run and run and run. Man, just make the picks. We know who the top three going to be. Now, four and beyond, I can understand because nobody actually knows. But the top three picks are in the bag. You know, we all know who they're going to be. So I never understand why they let this clock run and run, you know. It's taking forever. Come on, Grizzlies. We all know who you're going to take. Ja Morant, the Russell Westbrook clone. Yeah, they're taking their time. Well, some of the other players in this draft that I like, I'm curious to see where this Darius Garland kid out of Vanderbilt is going to go. He was on First Take this morning. he only played like 6 games, and they expected him to be top 5 pick. They expecting Cleveland Cavaliers to take him at 5, and I wouldn't understand if Cleveland takes him, because Colin Sexton, they just took him last year, and he's a point guard. So if they were to take Darius Garland, what are they going to do? Are they going to just put Colin Sexton on the bench? And he had a pretty decent rookie year last year. Or are they going to have Darius Garland play the 2? I mean, I wouldn't understand that. That would be a bad pick, in my opinion, if Cleveland was to take Darius Garland at 5. But he only played 5 games, and he was hurt last year at Vanderbilt as a freshman. A lot of people don't realize, though, Kyrie Irving played 7 games at Duke and was drafted number 1 by Cleveland. So the amount of games they play really don't matter. It's all about, you know, what they show in those games and what they show in the individual workouts for the teams. So with Darius Garland being projected to go so high, I'm assuming he must have had some good workouts with these NBA teams. I mean, like I said, I looked at, you know, some photos, YouTube photos of him, and he looked like he's a real deal. I mean, he could shoot. They're comparing him to Damian Lillard, you know, my boy. He can shoot, and like he could pass the ball. He has, you know, a lot of hesitation to his game. You know, he could break down defenders. So I'm curious, yeah, where he's going to go. But number 5, they saying he may go to Cleveland. I don't understand. They still on the clock. Come on, Memphis. We already know you taking. It's like they just need to go ahead and just do it. Guys, give me a call. You want to talk about this NBA draft? You want to talk about these players? Hey, what you think about Chris Paul and James Harden situation? They saying Chris Paul and James Harden not getting along. They saying Chris Paul might be on the trading block, which I would do, because you realize next season Chris Paul is going to be getting $38 million. Chris Paul will be 35 years old next season. He's going to get $38 million next season, and then if he stays the next season, he'll get $41 million. And then the last season with his player option is $44 million. They paying Chris Paul, man, and Chris Paul is done. I mean, Chris Paul – don't get me wrong, he's a Hall of Famer. I'll never take that away from him, but it's always been something about Chris Paul where I don't know, man. I'm not really a Chris Paul guy because he seems to, like, not win. I mean, that team he had with the Clippers a few years back, how he didn't win with that team? I mean, you got J.J. Redick, you got DeAndre Jordan, you got Blake Griffin, you got Jamal Crawford. I mean, that was squad, and they just couldn't win. So it's like Chris Paul, he's just not a winner, man. Not on the championship level. So I think that was a bad contract for Houston. I think they realized that. And then him and James Harden, because James Harden has to have the ball. Chris Paul has to have the ball. Situations like that where you got two guys who dominate ball, it normally don't work out real well. And, you know, the first few years they played together, I guess it was okay. Now, I think that's starting to weigh on them, and nobody want to give the ball up. You know, therefore, it's friction. So if I was Houston, I would be trying to shop Chris Paul too. Hell, send him to L.A. Go play with his boy LeBron. He the godfather of LeBron kids. Send him there. But if they were to send him there, I mean – if they would have sent him there, man, they'd be good. Well, it depends on if Chris Paul can stay healthy. That's the thing. It would depend on if Chris Paul can stay healthy. And I'm curious to see all the, you know, these other trades that's going to happen. It was another trade also, too. The Timberwolves traded Dario Saric for the number 6 pick. So Timberwolves in the number 6 spot now. I don't believe it's – they still haven't picked. This is crazy. Oh, I'm sorry. See, my phone. Oh, my God. They did pick. They on the Hawks now. My phone is not helping me out, guys. My phone is not helping me out at all. So the Hawks are on the clock. So let's see who the Hawks pick. Yep, first three, just like I said, R.J. Barrett, Ja Morant. Not a Hawk on the clock. Suck because I can't see it. I'm looking at my phone, and it's not coming up. I'm going to say it's DeAndre Hunter. That's been the word that the Atlanta Hawks are going to be DeAndre Hunter. DeAndre Hunter, he's okay. Like I said, he's out of Virginia. He plays defense. Virginia's always been one of the best defensive teams in college basketball. So DeAndre Hunter, he's a pretty good defender. He can score in the low post. He has a decent jump shot, too. He can make threes. Now, if he'd be able to stretch it out to the NBA three-point line, that's, you know, that'd be, that's yet to be seen. Okay. There we go. That's a good one. It's a good app right here. So, Hawks got 36 seconds, and it's counting down. And the ESPN has the Darius Garland kid as the best available pick, and it's saying the best fit, DeAndre Hunter. And like I said, the word is when they made this trade, they were saying that the Hawks were trading up so they can have DeAndre Hunter. And we're going to find out if they do it. Three, two, one. All right, so let's see who the Hawks are going to take. Is this going to be DeAndre Hunter, or is this going to be somebody unexpected? Well, they on commercial, I guess, so we have to wait till they come back for the pick. The timer's off. The timer's at zero, so we're going to see what happens. One. 347-843-4939. You guys want to talk about this NBA draft? Well, I guess while I'm waiting, I could talk about Godzilla. I went to see the Godzilla movie on Father's Day. If you're a fan of Godzilla and the monsters, you know, back from the when they used to wear those crazy suits back in the 70s, had that little bitty tiny city where it make it seem like they giants. You had Godzillas and the Mothras and the Monster Zero, King Ghidorah and Rodan and Mecha Godzilla, Baby Godzilla, King Kong. You would have loved the new Godzilla movie. It didn't have King Kong, you know, Mecha Godzilla or Baby Godzilla. But they set it up where next one, it's going to be King Kong and all other monsters. I mean, it's pretty good. If you like I said, if you like the monsters, you grew up watching Godzilla, you know, movies and TV shows, and you will like it. The only thing I like about it is that the storyline, the plot was horrible, but the monster scenes were good, and it made you want more monster scenes. So, I mean, out of five, I would give it a three. Out of five, I would give it a three. I mean, it's worthy of watching. You don't have to go to the show to see it, but it's worth watching. Yeah, I mean, you could wait for it to come on DVD or go watch it when it's at the dollar show. I mean, I wouldn't pay any money to go see it again at the theater. But it's good. I mean, it's worth the watch. All right. The Atlanta Hawks, they took DeAndre Hunter out of Virginia. Power forward. They said he could shoot. He plays defense. He'd be a good fit with Trey Young and John Collins and some of the other young talent they had down there in Atlanta. Now he could do, you know, both. He could play inside. He'd be a pretty good wing. He got good size. He's about 6'8". So he'll be a good fit. On the clock now is the Cleveland Cavaliers, and they got 4 minutes to pick. I say, who is this pick going to be? Is it going to be the Darius Garland kid, which I don't think that they need because they got Colin Sexton. Just drafted him last year, so that wouldn't make any sense. Or would they take the kid out of Texas Tech, Culver? I mean, he's probably one of the best two guards in the draft. He has good size. He's about 6'5". He's athletic. He can shoot. Pretty decent, you know, free throw shooter. He had a all right couple of games in the tournament, but he really didn't show up in the championship game against Virginia. He kind of laid a dud, you know, when they needed him most. And he was the leading scorer in the Big 12. So I could see Cleveland taking him because I can't think of any two guard. I don't think they have a two guard, you know, a deep two guard at Cleveland right now. So it sounds like Cleveland would be a perfect spot for him to land. They don't need a point guard. So if they take Darius Garland, I'm not going to understand that pick. Unless they take Darius Garland with the plan of trading Colin Sexton, who they just picked up as a lottery pick last year. And that'll be dumb. But if you think about it, the Cavs, since LeBron left, Cavs haven't really had any, you know, made any good moves anyway. There's 2 minutes left on the clock. You can see what Cleveland's going to do. I'm going to say Culver. 6'7", 194. Texas Tech University two guard. Two guards, small forward. You can play him at each position. He could be in the backcourt with Colin Sexton. They keep Kevin Love. If Kevin Love could be healthy, he could play the four. Put Tristan Thompson at the five. Then they just need a small forward unless they start Larry Nance Jr. at the small forward. I don't know who they would have at the small forward spot for Cleveland. But since LeBron left, Cleveland, you know, has been relevant anyway. One, 347-843-4939. Give me a call. I want to talk about this NBA draft. What you think about the picks so far? How you think Zion is going to do his rookie year? How do you think John Morant's going to do taking over for Mike Conley? What about R.J. Barrett? Can he bring the New York Knicks back to some kind of prominence? DeAndre Hunter, how do you think he's going to do for the Atlanta Hawks? Do you think him and Trae Young commit mesh together? I mean, like I said, right now we on the Cavs. Who knows what the Cavs are going to do? I don't know. I say they're kind of irrelevant. But if I was them, I would take Culver out of Texas Tech. I wouldn't take Darius Garland because, like I said, they just drafted Colin Sexton last year. So you don't really need a point guard. And he had a decent rookie year. He averaged about 14 to 15 points a game as a rookie. So I think you got to give the youngster a chance to blossom. Therefore, you don't need Darius Garland. So I'm going to say Culver. I think they'll take Culver. Got a minute and 6 seconds. Like I said, this part I don't like about the draft. Like, it should be a shorter clock. I believe they should give these teams like 2 minutes. Because going into the process, they should already know. Going into draft day, they should already know. They should already have a board. Especially these teams in the beginning. They should have a board. your guy there, take him. Instead of, like, you know, having people wait and trying to build up intrigue and stuff. But I guess this is the interesting part about it. Like I said, the first three picks, everybody knew. Four and beyond, nobody really knows who's going to draft who, who's going to go where. Is it going to be any kind of trades? And like I said, there's been a couple of them already. The Hawks have moved up in the draft for the fourth pick, which ended up being DeAndre Hunter. Now they got three more picks. Well, not the Hawks, I'm sorry. The Pelicans got three picks, 8, 17, and 35. And they got the Hawks' 2020 first-round pick. So they got all that for that number four pick. Timberwolves moved up to the number six spot by trading Dario Saric. So who the Timberwolves are going to get to help out Cat? Carl Anthony Towns. Andrew Wiggins. Are they going to trade him? Is he on the trading block? Oh, man. Cleveland did it. No, I don't understand it. Cleveland drafted Darius Garland. Vanderbilt, 6'3", 173 point guard. Why? So what are they going to do with Colin Sexton? That's what I want to know. They draft Darius Garland. They just drafted Colin Sexton last year as a lottery point guard. I don't understand it. I really don't get that. But it's Cleveland. Since LeBron left Cleveland, I don't know what's up with Cleveland. It's like they just can't function. LeBron left, and now they just all screwed. Why would you take him? What does that mean for Colin Sexton? I don't understand that one. With Timberwolves on the clock, and they saying Culver and the Hayes kid, the 7-footer out of Texas, are two picks that they projecting that would go. And saying Culver's the best available, and the Hayes, Jackson Hayes kid out of Texas is the best fit for the Bulls. Bulls already got Zach LaVine at the two. Unless Zach LaVine planning on leaving or they plan on trading him. Well, I guess you could play Culver at the 3-2, so. But they got Laurie Martin play the 4. Oh, yeah, I guess they could play him at the 3. If they take Culver, they could play him at the 3. They don't need Hayes unless they get him for backup because they got the one kid from Duke, Wendell. I forgot his name. The one kid, the center from Duke, they got him last year. So they was to pick up Jackson Hayes. That's just strictly going to be like for a bench role. Culver, I can't think of I'm saying the wrong ones. Timberwolves are on the clock, not the Bulls. My bad. The 3 for the Timberwolves is Andrew Wiggins. 2 guard. They don't have a 2. So I guess Culver, I have no idea what they're going to try to do. And they could pick up Culver. He would be the 2 guard, or they could either have him at 3. And the Jackson Hayes kid, maybe he could back up Cat. Or they'll put him at center. I'm curious to see who they're going to pick. But I'm not understanding that Darius Garland picked the Cleveland. That was crazy. Guys, if you want to talk about this draft, give me a call. 1-347-843-4939. What you think about the picks so far? Do you think these are some good moves for these teams? Do you think these players fit the type of team that that picked them up? Believe these players are a good fit for them? Believe these players are going to make a difference? Out of the top three, Do you think any of those three gonna make it rookie year? Gonna win rookie of the year next season, or is it gonna be one of these sleeper players that hasn't even got drafted yet that's gonna come in and take the league by storm and win rookie of the year? I don't know. It's gonna be interesting though. 1-347-843-4939
It's summer early in the morning, Pop saying he needs me, but I'm being lazy, I say that I'm sleepy, can I please skip today, they taking it easy, while I'm grinding every day, they won't notice, believe me, he told me no, see, that's what they want you to think, you gotta see that you are a reflection of me, can't you see it now, Coach Beasley, how cold, get to skip, but we can't miss it, has to even out, you can't treat us different, so that's just how he treated me. But now I see the difference made me who I spring to be. Well, all the ones I tried to bring with me to lead, just pissed the fact I leave the team at home regretting what they need to be. I'm thankful I got fam who made me this. I'm glad they actually gave a shit. That's why I never fail, cause they would never fail me. Then I thank them with some land, a brand new place.
There's never one way to ever do one thing, and I know it's time to run. To try and figure what changed, cause people see how some break, so they try to emulate. Everybody is so afraid of what's different, but nobody is the same, so come just how you play.
I ain't never wanna be nobody but myself, try to fit in what they tell you, but it's something else. I'm trying to set the standard, not just go with what is going well. Working for another isn't what you show and tell. I ain't never wanna be nobody but myself. Try to fit in what they tell you, but it's something else. Trying to set the standard, not just go with what is going well. What's working for another isn't what you show and tell. Simple minded, don't excel. Thinking different is a gift. I wanna be the mold. Everybody trying to fit. They if you wanna be cold, gotta do it like this. Who's the top of totem poets? Who defines what is? They ain't worried about nothing but the unknown, y'all.
All right, that was, believe it or not, that was Cole Beasley, the little receiver that used to play for the Dallas Cowboys. Now he signed with the Buffalo Bills for the upcoming NFL season at their slot receiver spot. But he raps. So there's a lot of athlete rappers out here. I heard this track and I liked it, so I downloaded it. So I just want to play a little bit of that for you while I took a quick break. It says Minnesota, the time has run out for Minnesota, but I still don't know who they drafted yet. It's not showing it yet. I wish everything moved so fluidly, man. It'll make it a lot easier. It's kind of hard to do this live and the stuff not happening. You know, I need it to happen like that, you know. All right, here it go. They took Jared Culver out of Texas Tech. So... sound like he's gonna be at the two guard spot for the Wolves. You got Wiggins at the three, unless they trade him. You have Cat at the four, and I think they still got Gene at the five spot. And their point guard, Jeff Teague, I think he's still their point guard, unless they have Tyus Jones starting now. Tim will still have to make a few moves, though, before they can get back into the playoff mix. The Chicago Bulls are on the clock now, and they have them. They're saying the best available for the Bulls is Cam Reddish, 6'8", out of Duke. Now, I got to admit, when I first started watching him in college, I didn't think he was all that. I didn't think he was worthy of being like a top five player out of high school, but you know, he lit it up in high school, and when he was at Duke, I just didn't see it. But I got to say, like, towards the end of the season, you know, the ACC tournament, Cam Reddish is pretty good, man, and he can shoot. And the Bulls need a shooter. So I'm curious to see if the Bulls take him. I mean, they can use a shooter. I mean, I'm thinking they could put him at that three spot. You know, point guard, they still got Chris Dunn unless they make some kind of move to get another point guard. Well, other than that, right now it's Chris Dunn. You got Zach LaVine at two. You can have Reddish at three. Lauri Markkanen at the four. And at the center, I think they still got Ron Lopez, who's hustler and the banger. I mean, that's pretty decent. Or they got that Wendell, but I can't think his name. He played at Duke last year, though. Wendell Smith, Wendell something. They got him still. And they're saying the best fit is that one power forward out of Guinea. 6'9", 210. Domboya. I hope I'm saying his name right, but that's what it looked like. So far, it hasn't been any, like, major surprises, like, where you like, damn, who did they pick up? Except, like I said, I mean, Darius Garland, he's good, and he's projected to go in the top five, but I didn't think Cleveland would take him because they already have a point guard. So I guess it's kind of surprising to me, but it really hasn't been anything, like, shocking, like, where people are like, damn, they drafted him? He not even supposed to be up here, you know, this high. That hasn't happened yet. Another player I'm curious to see where we're going to go is Romeo Langford. Because, look, I watched the kid in high school. I probably saw five of his high school games, and the kid was unstoppable, man. I mean, the dude could shoot. He'd go to the basket. It didn't matter. He like a man amongst boys out there, 6'5", shooting over everybody. This dude, this guy, I seen this dude do like a step back, one-legged three. Like, all net. Like, man, what the hell? And then once he went to IU, this is just like he couldn't take the pounding of the Big Ten, because that's the thing about the Big Ten. The Big Ten is a physical conference. You got to be able to take licks and be able to get bumped and score and do those things playing in the Big Ten. And it's like Romeo Langford just couldn't handle that. So he had a disappointing season, in my opinion. And the thing that's crazy is if the kids would have been allowed to come straight out of high school, he'd have been like the number two or three pick. That's how high they was on Romeo Langford. But since his season was so mediocre at Indiana University, they got him projected going to teams, somewhere in the teams. So I'm curious to see where he's going to go and see if he might be a good mesh or a good fit for that team that he gets drafted by. Like I said, hopefully he, you know, develops some toughness and, you know, got a little stronger so he could take kind of a pounding, you know. He running around screens, he gonna get jacked up, he gonna get hit and touched. So he gotta be able to deal with that on the pro level. He wasn't able to deal with that too well in the Big Ten. You gonna have to be able to do that in the pros. And like I said, the kid was good in high school, but where he played at, he was never really touched. Nobody really put hands on him. He's able to, you know, shoot freely and run around and not worry about getting, you know, pushed off his spots or anything like that. It's going to be a totally different animal in the NBA, though, so I'm curious to see what he's going to do. All right, like the time ran out for the Bulls. Curious to see who the Bulls going to take. Is it going to be Cam Reddish? Like, I'm looking at the ESPN app and says best available is Cam Reddish, and they're saying the best fit for the Bulls is the Domboya kid out of Guinea. Who the Bulls going to take? I'm going to say it's going to be Cam Reddish. Or it might be somebody totally different than these two players they got listed right here. Kobe White. Kobe White is going to the Chicago Bulls. So maybe he's going to take over for Chris Dunn. Maybe he'll take over for Chris Dunn. Yeah, Chris White, I mean, Chris Dunn. Like, Chris Dunn might be out of there. Because from what I heard before, he was on trade block. And they drafted Kobe White out of North Carolina. He's big enough to play a two guard, but he plays a point guard. That's what he played at North Carolina. So I'm assuming if Zach LaVine stays with the Bulls, then they have Kobe White as the point guard. And he has size, man. He's 6'5". So, you know, he'd be able to play and be taller than most opposing point guards. And that's going to help. So him and Zach LaVine appear a pretty decent backcourt. And the Bulls need to make a few moves here and there, and maybe they could be of relevance in the Eastern Conference again. Now, I'm curious to see how he's going to play. He could be kind of erratic sometimes in North Carolina. You know, when he's in North Carolina, he could be a little erratic. But he makes good plays, too. He could pass the ball. He could shoot it a little bit. He go to the basket. Kobe White has game. And will it be able to translate to, you know, the NBA game with the Chicago Bulls? All right, the pick is on the clock again. They got that number 8 pick from the Hawks. That's going to be crazy. I got a feeling they're going to draft Cam Reddish. They're saying the best hit fit for them is Cam Reddish or Jackson Hayes out of Texas. I'm sorry. Hey, you never know. They might bring Cam Reddish to Duke to play with his boy Zion. I mean, from Duke to play with Zion. It's never wrong to have a shooter, and this kid can shoot. So why not? Why not add him with Zion to the Pelicans? Bring the two Duke boys together. That would be crazy. And like I said, Reddish can shoot, and it's always good to have a shooter on your team. So I can see the Pelicans doing this, man, taking Cam Reddish. He'd be a good player off the bench. I mean, because you already got Ingram going to be playing the three. You have Lonzo at the one. You have Jrue Holiday at the two. Brandon Ingram at three. Zion at the four. And then it's looking like they kept Jahlil Okafor. Maybe he'd be your center. Unless they take this Jackson Hayes kid and he could play the center spot. It's going to be interesting. Submitting 30 seconds left. The pick after this is the Wizards, where they projecting the kid from Guinea to go, Dumboya. He's projected to go number 9 to the Wizards. They say the Wizards love him. You got a minute and 10 seconds left. I got a feeling this pick is going to be Cam Reddish to the Pelicans to join up with his boy, his high school, his college teammate, Zion Williamson. They pick him. I'm liking what the Pelicans doing, man. They got two more picks in this draft after this one. They totally revamped the whole team. Players there from, you know, that'll still be there from last year. It's Jrue Holiday, Etuan Moore, and a couple more. Other than that, everybody else is going to be brand new. So they have a nice little young squad that should improve, you know, over last year. I don't think they made the playoffs, though, because they're in the West. The West is tough. But they should improve. Like, it's commercial now, 7 seconds. Pelicans pick should be in, and we should hear it after commercial break. Like I said, so far it hasn't been really, you know, any surprises. Everybody that's been drafted were projected to go in the lottery so far. Hasn't been any surprises where somebody jumped up from being projected, you know, a late first rounder or a mid first rounder to the lottery?
I got a phone call. Let's see who this is.
Hello.
Questions and answers, baby.
What's going on, man?
Hey, who's calling? Missed the draft. What have I got?
Well, so far, you got Zion. You got Ja Morant, number two. You got R.J. Barrett at number three. You got DeAndre Hunter at number four out of Virginia. Number five, you got Darius Garland, who I didn't agree with because I don't understand why Cleveland took another point guard in the another lottery point guard. Yeah, they had Colin Sexton last year. They drafted him as a lottery pick, and then this year at number five, they took Darius Garland out of Vanderbilt.
Wow.
He played five games.
I hope they plan on putting him at the shooting guard. That might be all right. Maybe they put him at the two, but I don't know if they can play together or not. But then again, Harden and Chris Paul did, so that might be all right.
Yeah, they're going to have a small backcourt if they do that, though. I don't know. It's like I think they should have picked up Jared Culver or something because I can't think of a two guard that they have.
Nah. They traded away Jared Smith, too, didn't they?
Yeah, he's gone. And that's what I'm saying. They don't have a two.
Yeah, but
I would have Jared Culver out of Texas Tech.
Exactly. When is my Pacers up, or have they already picked?
No, they didn't pick. Pacers are at 18.
18, all right.
Yeah. My wife wants them to take Ryan Huchimura out of Gonzaga. I think he'd be a good fit here, but I don't think he's going to last to 18.
Oh, yeah. Ryan would be nice. Ryan would be nice.
Yeah. Who you think they're going to take?
That's a tough one. We need a shooter, though. We need another shooter to help out Victor. So.
I think they need a scorer.
Tough one.
I'm hoping that they take my man Carson Edwards out of Purdue. That's what I'm hoping.
Oh, that would be nice. It'd be nice, a little local flavor, plus he's a hell of a shooter. Nice.
Yeah, he could score.
He's a little
undersized, but he could score, man. And they're going to need scores because I don't think Vic's
in the tournament.
Yeah, and I don't think Vic's going to be back until after the All-Star break.
I think he'd be back before that, but I'm not sure he'd be ready too much sooner, though. But I agree with you there, though. I agree.
All right, so the Pelicans took Jackson Hayes out of Texas. I thought they might take Cam Reddish to pair him up with his college teammate, Zion Williamson. But the Pelicans took Jackson Hayes, a center out of Texas. So they trying to fill up that center spot.
Cam's still available, huh?
Yeah, he's still available. He's on the clock right now, and the Wizards are on the clock right now. And right now, Cam Reddish is the best available. But the Wizards, word is, the Wizards like this kid out of Guinea, Dumbaya. So I'm curious to see if they can.
I've never heard of him.
Me neither.
Any information on that kid?
He looked like he's athletic from the highlights I saw. You know, he's athletic, but, you know, he need to be – you know, he need to polish his game up a little bit. He's from overseas.
Is there a chance Cam could fall down to the Pacers?
Ooh, that would be nice. That would be nice because he's 6'8".
I think it would
he's
be.
A shooter.
He falls to
yeah, if he falls
he
to him. Yeah, I know. But the teams, let's see. I don't know if he'll make it to the Pacers, man, because let me see. Yeah, I'm trying to see if he'll make it to the Pacers. Okay.
We at now,
after
12,
this Wizards pick, you got the Hawks. He might not make it past the Hawks with the next pick.
Yeah, so I'm just thinking the Hawks might take him. Yeah, damn.
I mean, because they already picked they got the number four. They've got the kid DeAndre Hunter out of Virginia. He sews up that power forward spot. Yeah, they trade. They traded with the Pelicans. Because remember, the Pelicans had the four.
They took the Lakers pick. So
let me tell you what they gave
up. The Pelicans pick. Yeah.
The Pelicans, the Hawks gave up Solomon Hill, the 8th pick, the 17th pick, the 35th pick and their 2020 first round pick. That's everything
wow.
the Hawks gave up for that number 4 pick. So
who
Pelicans, they got DeAndre Hunter. The Hawks end up picking DeAndre Hunter, number 4 out of Virginia.
I think Hunter would be nice, but I don't think he's worth all that.
he can, you know, he could play big man ball, and Virginia's always been a good defensive team. So he can play defense.
Real good defensive.
And he can shoot, and he can play inside a little bit. He's a good player. I don't think he's worth the number 4 either, but I do think he's a top 10 pick.
No.
But, yeah, they took him at number 4. They said they wanted him real bad, so they took him at 4. And, like I said, the Pelicans, they first pick instead of – well, their second pick instead of the 4 was the 8. And that's where they took the Jackson Hayes kid.
Jackson
so
Hayes
Cam
is
Reddish,
a good
player,
everything I've seen.
Since they got DeAndre Hunter at the 4, basically, they could use the 3. So, yeah, I mean, Cam Reddish might not make it to past 10. But then after the Hawks at 10, you got the Suns, and then you got the Hornets, you got the Heat, you got the Celtics, you got the Pistons, you got the Magic, then you got the Pelicans again at 17, and then they go to Pacers at 18. So I honestly don't think he's going to make it to 18.
I got a thought for you. Speaking of the Suns, what about this? I'm hearing Ty Warren is on the trade block.
Yeah.
What do
you
think
if
the Pacers trade 18 for him? He's a hell of a shooter.
No. Ty Warren is here. Warren is here. Warren is here.
What?
They traded for him already.
They did? Oh, when did this happen?
This happened earlier. Chris Warren is here already.
Nice.
Yeah, he's here.
Hell yeah, I was hoping for that.
He's
nice.
Another scorer. So that'll get him some scoring punch because Evans did not do it for you guys this year, man. He's a
no,
buck.
He did not. Not whatsoever. What did we give up to get Warren?
I think it was some kind of 3-team trade because the Timberwolves made a trade to get up and get that 6 pick. And they were saying it's like a 3-team trade. Dario Saric ended up going to the Suns. So, yeah, it's like a 3-team trade with the Suns. And somehow I think the Pacers might have gave up a second-round draft pick or a future pick. But
if they got
they,
a second-round pick for Ty Warren, they stole that mug.
Yeah. Yeah. They got some scoring, so.
Nice.
I don't know.
Shoot.
Christmas
came early
think...
for me.
It definitely
that's
helps because, you know, like I said, the Pacers they're gonna need all the scoring they could get. Let me ask you this, since you're a Pacers fan.
Was a bump.
Yeah, let me ask you this, since you're a Pacers fan. Now, they were saying that it's a chance that they could trade Sabonis. They're gonna have to make a choice, either Sabonis or Miles. Who would you, if they make have to make that choice, who you trade?
I'd have to keep Sabonis. I like Miles' upside, but I have to keep Sabonis.
I agree with you because Miles turned. I mean, it's hard though because Miles will play. Miles, will, you know, a rim protect for you. Miles can make the jump shot because the NBA now, you know, big man shooting jump shots. But Miles Turner makes me mad because I'm like, dude, get your big butt inside. And I don't understand that.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Sabonis, he'll take it inside. And he'll rebound, do the dirty work.
Exactly.
But he doesn't have the jump shot Miles
almost.
Has.
Nah, he's got a decent jumper. Nowhere near as good as Miles, though. And Miles is always, what, top 3, top 5 in blocks every year?
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. It'll be a hard decision.
This year, I think.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, it'll be a hard decision,
be
man.
Good.
But I think I'll have to keep Sabonis, too. They said they're going to try to see if that can happen, if that can work.
Yeah, because Thaddeus Young ain't going to be around much longer. He's already, what, 34, 35?
He might be gone this year.
Yeah, that's right. Because he only signed a 1-year deal last year. That's right.
Yeah. So he's probably gone. Yeah, he's probably gone. So, yeah, I would have Miles at the 4.
That'd be good.
Yeah, I would start Miles at the 4 and Sabonis at the 5 and see how it works. And they're saying, you know, I guess if it doesn't work, they might have to make some kind of deal at the trade deadline. Gonzaga, the Wizards picked Rui Hachimura.
Ooh.
I know.
So Cam's still available.
Yep. But the bad news is the Hawks are on the clock now, so let's see if he can get by the Hawks.
If he does, I don't see the other two taking him. Well, I mean, they could.
I don't see Phoenix taking him. I don't see the Hornets taking him. Because the teams after the Hawks, you got Phoenix, you got the Hornets, you got the Heat. It's a chance that the Heat could take him. And then after the Heat, you got the Celtics.
I can see Jordan and the Hornets taking him.
Well, you know what?
They've seen a lot of them.
Yeah, they've seen a lot of them because they're in the same state. Duke is in North Carolina.
Yep.
So you may be right.
Like, what, 40 miles away, I want to say.
Mm-hmm. Not far at all. So, yeah,
I
that could definitely
Jordan
happen.
Making that jump. Especially with them losing Kimba. Who else they got after Kimba? They traded away Michael Kidd-Gilchrist.
I didn't like him anyway.
But I read that.
I didn't like him anyway. Kimba's still there, though.
I thought he'd be a lot better.
But he might leave. Yeah, they saying he might leave, but then they also saying that he told the Hornets that he don't have to have the max.
Wow.
I know.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy. He's definitely an all-star. Definitely an all-star.
Yeah, he is.
And everything I've read said he's about as competitive as there is, and he hates losing. And cries almost every single night because he loses almost every single night because the team sucks.
I know. So
I read that before.
They said, I guess the word is out that the Pacers want D'Angelo Russell out of Brooklyn because Kyrie Irving might be going there. How do you feel about D'Angelo Russell coming here? Yeah, they said Kyrie may go to Brooklyn.
Nah, I don't see Kyrie doing very well in Brooklyn, though.
Me neither. Because, look, I just don't see Kyrie as a leader. Kyrie has to have an alpha dog to play with. And that's the reason why Boston didn't do good this year.
But Indigo won't let him see that, though.
What's that?
You got too much of an ego. But his ego won't let him see that. But I agree. He's not an alpha dog.
Yeah.
He's definitely a Robin. Anybody else is Batman.
Oh, yeah. And that's why they say
that.
Indigo
won't let him see that, though.
Yeah, I agree. And they saying that Brooklyn having second thoughts because with Kevin Durant getting hurt, they don't know if they want to sign Kyrie by himself. They want Kevin Durant to be with him.
That would be a great pairing right there. That'd be a good pairing.
I agree with that. I do. I agree. I think it would too. But yeah, Kyrie, he just not leadership material. Yeah, he's still available. Yep.
What's that, 13 now?
No, they at 10.
Oh, shit, they only at 10? I thought they was at 13 by now. Crap.
Nuh-uh. No, they on the Hawks are on the clock. The 10. Yep, the Hawks are on the clock. Yeah, they just 10.
Man, no way he's going to make it. Who else is out there in the middle round? Who else is out there?
Yep, Cam's still on the clock. Let's see. You talk about as far as teams? Or the players?
As far as shooters and players out there, yeah. The shooters that would make it good. Because we don't need we don't need no point. Well, we might need a point guard if we don't re-sign Darren. Because I don't have a lot of faith in who was our backup? What's that dude? Who's that kid?
You don't like Aaron Holiday?
Aaron Holiday is very nice, but I don't know if he's ready yet. I like Holiday, but I don't know if he's ready yet. Though.
I think they need to give him a chance, man. I like him. I think they need to give him a chance.
I like him too. I like him too. But they used the other guy a lot more than him. Oh, God, what was his name?
Corey Joseph.
Yes, Joseph. Yes.
Yeah, Corey Joseph.
Exactly. I'm not a fan of his. Good defender though. Not a fan.
Yeah. He is a good defender. Okay.
I don't think Darren should come back. Unfortunately.
Yeah, I agree. Let's see the shooters out there that's still on the board. Tyler Hero out of Kentucky. They got Boston projected to take him. Bad news. The Hawks took Cam Reddish. I knew it. The Hawks took Cam Reddish at 10, man. They did.
Yeah, there goes that dream. I got Ty Warren, though. So like, yeah, that worked.
Yeah, they took my team, man. Hey, white boy out of Kentucky, he can shoot. Can't Tyler Hero, he pretty good.
Oh, what's the words on that Virginia kid from here in Indy?
Cal
what
guy.
What is on him? A second pick? Yeah, Cal guy. Yeah, what's his name?
They got Cal guy projected around. Cal guy.
Wow.
I watched him in high school. I watched him a lot in high school too. Let me see where they got him in this mock draft. Cause I always go on this mock draft page called NBADraft.net. They usually have they usually be pretty accurate. Yeah, NBADraft.net. They usually be pretty accurate.
They got
used
pro basketball. Nice.
Let me see where they got Kyle guy going.
Crap.
Let's see. Cal guy. Oh, look. I hope this is so right, man. In this mock draft, they got the Pacers projected to take Carson Edwards at 32. I hope that's so right. That would make my day. Hello? Hey, if you ever want to call in, man, can I watch it? I don't know what happened, but if you ever want to call in, I do the show on Thursdays and Sundays, 7:30 Eastern Time, 6:30 Central. Give me a call if you ever want to talk about sports or movies, entertainment, it doesn't matter. Just give me a call, questions and answers. It was good talking to you. I didn't catch your name when you called, but I do appreciate the call. And call back. I do the show on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and I appreciate it, man. Thank you for the call. But the Hawks took Cam Reddish, so they got a shooter. And they got a player that kind of does it all out of two young kids in DeAndre Hunter and Cam Reddish to pair along with John Collins and Trey Young. So the Hawks are, you know, they're doing some good things. You know, they bringing in some young talent. They're coach that's going to be able to, you know, nurture them all together and have them playing as one. Well, I'm going to have fun watching Summer League this year. I want to see what all these young rookies going to do. See how they're going to show up. See how they're going to play. I'm talking now with Phoenix. Let's see who things get. But I'm loving it, man. If this mock draft is right, I'm going to be happy. And I will be going to Pacers games. They had the Pacers taking my man Carson Edwards at 32. That would be, man, that would be great. That would be great. It kind of sucked because he wanted to make the squad. If he was to get picked up, it would be a guaranteed contract. So I guess that's the sucky thing, is that Carson and Hap make the squad instead of just having a, you know, having a spot with a guaranteed contract, you know, if he's to get drafted in the first round compared to the second. Okay, Neil, nothing real for me today, man. Like Minnesota's still on the clock. Phoenix on the clock, I'm sorry. Got them projected. It said the best available is the one kid that everybody was saying Washington was going to draft, but they didn't. The Doom Boya kid. And then it says the best fit for Phoenix is Bol Bol, Manute Bolstein. Yeah, played a little bit at Oregon, and then he got hurt, and he sat out the rest of the season. And this is the number 11 pick. They pick Bol Bol. He's so skinny. I mean, he's 7'3", 208. I weigh more than Bol Bol. They have to put him at the power forward spot. They already got DeAndre Ayton playing the center. So maybe they could put Bol Bol at the power forward spot, play him at center a little bit. I mean, he's so skinny, though, but he could block shots. And he could shoot threes. He's completely different than his dad. Manute Bol, you know, he just blocks shots. He's a defensive player. He's real skinny, too, but all he did was block shots. And I'll never forget when I was young, that game with Manute Bol. They played, this is when he played for the Philadelphia 76ers with Charles Barkley, and they played at Golden State against Run TMC, Tim Hardaway, Chris Mullin, and Mitch Richmond. And Manute Bol hit like 7 threes, man. That was like the funniest, craziest looking game I've ever seen. Manute Bol, he's like launching it like he had his arms, like he had one of them ugly shots where it's like his arms way behind his head and he's just launching it. He hit 7 threes like that, man. I'll never forget that game. I remember they just kept showing Charles Barkley laughing. Manute Bol was busting him up. He hit like 7 threes, man. Look that up on YouTube. Pretty sure somebody got it on there. But, yeah, his son is trying to get drafted in the NBA draft. But he didn't. Phoenix drafted, what's this kid's name? Somebody named Johnson. I have no idea who this kid is. Let me look him up. Oh, Cameron Johnson out of North Carolina. They drafted him. Whoa. That's a surprise pick. He wasn't expected to go in the lottery. Teammate Nasir Little was expected to go in the lottery, not Cam Johnson. I got to say, this is the first surprise of the draft. Nobody expected him to get drafted in the top 10. I didn't see any predictions. It's not in my mock draft. Let me see where he got him getting picked in the mock draft. Cam Johnson. Yeah, this is they got him projected in the second round. In the mock draft, 38 to Dallas, 37 to Dallas. So he must have had a good workout. Man, because damn, he in the lottery? Phoenix really jumped up for him. I mean, he must have had a good workout. Said Nasir Little is projected to go in the lottery, not Cameron Johnson. I mean, he's okay. He wasn't better than his teammate Nasir Little. But hey, I mean, it's the first shot of the draft. He picked him up at number 11. Wow. Okay, well, guys, I'm going to take one more break, and I got like 10 minutes left in the show. If you want to call in, talk about what you think so far about this draft, how do you think Zion's going to perform on the next level with Pelicans? Do you think the young talent they gathered, you know, to run with them is going to be enough to have them make a push for that last playoff spot in the West? How do you think John Morant's going to do on the next level, replacing Mike Conley Jr., who was traded to Utah? How do you think R.J. Barrett is going to do with the Knicks? Does he have enough talent to help them be, you know, a legitimate franchise again, help them, you know, get back on the winning track? What do you think? How do you feel about Rui Hachimura getting drafted by the Wizards? He wasn't expected to go there. He's expected to go like in the teens. So how do you feel about that? The Hornets are on the clock. It's 57 seconds. Who is Michael Jordan going to take? Best available is that kid out of Guinea, Dumbaya. And the best hit is Nasir Little, who played at North Carolina in the backyard of the Charlotte Hornets. Who are they going to take? I'll be right back. Mm-hmm.
ask myself why the Lord picked me. I mean, my city and family so rich in history. Greatness in my DNA, it's time for y'all epiphany. Back me to the crowd though, I gotta lead the symphony. A big difference when you make it and when you arrive. These days the finest things sent me through the size. Open doors up for my fam like some suicides. Cause we will never ride a wave, not immunized. Just a lot of cats with money, we ain't unified. And many say doing the same thing Judas tried. Losing sight, chasing coins, what a foolish stride. I try to show my true colors and I do with pride. Feel my success be putting holes on some relationships. A lot of people I love and be having patience with. Always problems about who I be going places with. And I be worried about who I should feel the safest with. A little confused, I can sense my kindness get abused. Nurture situations different, gotta pick and choose. I call my granny, she tell me I could get rid of food. And tell me why I'm so special while cooking dinner food. I find solace in being alone and family functions. When you get older, you see the flaws in your family function. I guess the memories of how it was give me something. Like how my upbringing made me a man of plenty something. Fast forward to today and I'm one of the few that can capture an audience and know what to do. Not many genuine souls out here living the truth. I do my thing and hoop and live what I spit in the booth. Easy to look at things and say I'm unappreciated. Cause I'm the guy that gets the short end like abbreviations. But I'm embracing my position for the guys before that didn't. I'ma be atop the game by consensus.
All right, that was my boy Damian Dame Dollar Lillard. Portland Trailblazer point guard, one of the best athlete rappers in the game right now, in my opinion. It looked like the Charlotte Hornets took P.J. Washington out of Kentucky. He's expected to go on the team, so he kind of moved up in the draft, too. He's expected to go, like, what, maybe around 18, like where the Pacers are. Some mock drafts, they had the Pacers taking him at 18. But he's picked number 12 by the Hornets. Tall, can play inside, can rebound, can score. He might be a pretty good fit for the, you know, for Michael Jordan and the Charlotte Hornets. On the clock now is the Miami Heat. I don't know. Let's see. Two guard got Deion Waiters. I was about to say they might need a Wayne Wade replacement, but Deion Waiters is an adequate scorer. I can't remember the kid they had at point guard. He's okay. But, you know, this is kind of like a rebuild for Miami, so they can use some talent. So if I was Miami, I would take the best available player. And they're saying the best available is the kid out of Guinea who's dropped. I mean, he was projected to go to the Wizards at 9. But he's still on the board, and they're saying he's the best available. But they're saying the best fit for Miami is Nasir Little, who I thought would have went before his teammate Cam Johnson. I still can't believe he went so high. He's projected to go in the second round in the 30s. So he must have had, like I said, a hell of a workout. Well, guys, I am about to get off of here. I want to thank my one caller. I appreciate it. And like I said, question and answer, it comes on Thursdays and Saturdays, 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central. Once again, I want to thank you for calling, and I'm looking forward to hearing from you guys Saturday. We're going to recap this NBA draft. That way everything will be done and complete. We could talk about, you know, some key players and where they went, you know, predict how they're going to do next season. Talk about the trades that might have happened. You know, I'm pretty sure there's going to be a couple more trades during this draft. So we'll be able to talk about all that. And then, you know, as I said, this show just doesn't have to be about the topics I throw out. If you call in, you want to talk about something else, you want to talk about football, we can do that. You want to talk about baseball, you know, what's going on in baseball season, we could do that. MMA, boxing, it really doesn't matter. So don't just go on the topics that I'm throwing out. If you got some topics you want to call in and talk about, let's discuss it. Questions and answers. And I'll see you guys on Saturday. Have a good one and good night.